The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. This is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is. We are. And one more time, everyone. Happy Thursday morning, 10 June 2021. Gang's all here. Beautiful 94, windy and hot. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny and cooler. Cooler's at 82. Saturday, the weekend looks great. 88 Saturday and Sunday, maybe some afternoon rain. A lot is going on. Tom has the news, and one more time, good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good morning. Colorado meat producer JBS will pay up to $5.5 million to around 300 employees, ending a lawsuit surrounding discrimination claims at the company's Greeley plant. The discrimination claims include race, religion, status as immigrants, and harassment of Muslim workers who prayed while on breaks. This news is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you, because their motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. President Biden meets with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today. They're expected to talk about lifting COVID restrictions. Tomorrow, they'll join the G7 summit meeting with leaders of Canada, Japan, France, Germany, and Italy. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin will arrive in Geneva next Wednesday to meet with Biden at the end of Biden's overseas trip. Governor Polis will announce the first five scholarship winners this morning at 9 o'clock for what he calls the Colorado Comeback Cash Program. A total of 25 scholarships worth $50,000 each will be given away to kids aged 12 to 17 who have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci blasts critics of him, saying attacks on him are attacks on science. The killing of 9 people at the San Jose, California light rail maintenance yard 2 weeks ago has prompted San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo to introduce sweeping gun control measures to the city council today. His proposal includes making gun owners buy liability insurance, pay an annual fee to cover the costs of gun violence, and force firearm retailers to videotape their sales. Gun rights groups, citing the Second Amendment, say they're already planning on suing. Major League Baseball's move of the All-Star Game to Denver and out of Atlanta goes to court today to consider a preliminary injunction blocking the game's relocation. An Atlanta small business advocacy group filed the lawsuit, which is asking for $100 million for affected business owners in Atlanta. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issues a new Pentagon directive assessing China's military buildup as the U.S. military's number one challenge moving forward. The directive comes after Senate passage of a sweeping tech and manufacturing bill aimed at countering China's growing technological influence. The bill now goes to the House. European stock markets opened mixed today, while Asian markets closed mixed. On Wall Street, S&P futures are up slightly. Dow futures are up 0.2%, and NASDAQ futures down 0.25% in advance of this morning's opening. And, Pete, that's real news.
Morning, everybody. 4 after the hour, 5:04, Thursday, June 10, 710 KNUS. In our final hour of the morning, we're going to talk about the founder of the NSCD, remarkable man by the name of Hal O'Leary. And Hal passed away. He was 94 years old. What a remarkable man. I knew him real well, skied with him. And Dean Singleton will be on the show. And Alan Stack from Stack Optical, who was one of the original NSCD kids, and then, of course, the man, Gary DeFrange, who ran Winter Park for, I think, 22 years, and himself was very much part of the NSCD. And it's a wonderful story. He was a ski instructor at Winter Park, Hal was. And in 1970, I think I'm right about the year, there was a one-time ski lesson to 73 kids with amputations and defects, and you know, say that birth defects, and no one wanted it. I mean, these guys tell these legends, you know, kind of, well, maybe not. I won't try this and I won't try that. And Hal and I, there, Hal said, sure. Mm. And as the story goes, Hal said, I'll try that. And the rest is history. So he also was a coach for the Colorado Disabled Olympic team. He wrote a bunch of books. He got knighted. I mean, all these great things. And I knew him real well. And he was a really, really good man. And so Gary knew him so much better, and Dean knew him. And, of course, Alan tells these great stories where he's in Children's Hospital. He'll tell the story, obviously, much better than I can. And he's a whale of a skier today. But they said, okay, let's go put him on a bus. And they took him to Winter Park and, I guess, kind of kicking and screaming to go. And it changed all of their lives. And he's passed away. And now we collectively call it adaptive skiing, which is the probably better term. Mm-hmm. And I was on the board for the NSCD for quite a while and got to know those guys. And they were just, I mean, the whole thing is just a remarkable program. And it comes from this man. And, you know, we didn't do it last year because of COVID, but we always do the Wells Fargo Cup, go up and do that. And that's the fundraiser for the NSCD. And Dean was the chairman for many years. And Gary... before he took the mountain over. And so they're all going to be on the show this morning and tell stories. David Harsanyi, everybody remembers David from when he was in Denver. David's on the show this morning. And it's us, 303-696-1971. The good news of the morning, and we'll go out of our way to get him on the show, the first announcement of the new, I guess we call the new Republican Party, and or at least the Republican Party that I want to see do well. And the first challenger to Michael Bennet has appeared. He's an Army veteran. He's from Jeffco, and he's a West Point graduate. I've not met him. He did tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. He's 41 years of age. He's a West Point grad and lives in Pine, Colorado. And he's announced he will challenge, or he's going to seek the nomination first, I guess, and then challenge Michael Bennet. So that's good news on that front this morning. And the one I really want to talk about this morning, the story breaks. We've all talked so much about Tay Anderson, and one of the just crowning shames of the Democratic Party is they will not call for Tay Anderson's resignation. Now the story breaks yesterday afternoon. They knew, the teachers' union knew the allegations against Tay Anderson, and they still endorsed him in 2019. OMG. Think this through. The teachers' union, these are the people, and this is, again, fodder for a burgeoning new Republican Party, because you know that Cory Gardner wouldn't have touched this, or Walker Stapleton, or any of those people. They wouldn't not gone near this. Yeah. This was so much below them, or it was not even near them. But we find out that Tay Anderson, who is under investigation, the Denver Teachers Union received allegations against Tay Anderson, and they still endorsed him. And there's a couple different sources on this story this morning. I read you, the Denver Teachers Union was told allegations against Tay Anderson 2 years ago. When Tay Anderson was running for the at-large seat on the Denver School Board in 2019, that I'm reading this, the teachers' union tried to persuade a candidate of a different seat to switch to the at-large seat. Union leadership was worried allegations about Anderson's behavior would become public and knock him out of contention. And this is two people who are now talking. But Denver Classroom Teachers Association President Rob Gold denied that fears over possible allegations against Anderson, who is now a subject of a third-party investigation initiated by the school board, were the reasons that the union's political arm tried to get candidate, I guess it's R-A-D-H-I-K-A, last name N-A-T-H, to switch from the Southeast Denver School Board to race to the at-large. And, I mean, it's amazing that they knew this stuff. Truly amazing. And I watched this. So we talked yesterday, and we sort of ran out of time talking about Pat Sullivan. And somebody had a really, really smart email to the radio show, which I'd have been this smart, that Pat Sullivan is the Jeffrey Epstein. That's a great one. He's Jeffrey Epstein. Uh-huh. He, you know, and being a little geek about Jeffrey Epstein now, in the only time that he ever was adjudicated, because he either was killed or died before the second go-round, but mm-hmm. he owned the Department of Justice. He owned Florida. I mean, mm-hmm. he truly did. And he got deal after deal after deal. And I did some reading, and this was the really good work that Channel 7 did back then. And when we're talking about the death of Pat Sullivan, Arapahoe County Sheriff Pat Sullivan, and he was trading drugs for sex, and he got a 38-day sentence. Mm-hmm. 38 days. Remember that? It was like, yeah. I mean, it's laughable. It's like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
And he still couldn't stay straight. But the part of this was his violations, and was good work by Channel 7 back then, how many times he violated parole. They were afraid of this guy. And we had a caller yesterday call, and we talked about they were afraid of Epstein. They're more afraid here locally of Pat Sullivan. He's the man who kept the secrets. He's the man who knew the secrets.
Yeah.
And I love this. In a sardonic way, he had, listen to this, he remains free, by the way. During his probation term, he failed, I'm quoting Channel 7, 3 tests for meth, 4 for alcohol, failed to submit required samples on an astonishing 35 other occasions, and he stayed free. What did this guy know?
And he had the Justice Center named after him.
They did time at a place with his name on the door.
Yeah.
And we had Brother Jeff on yesterday, and Brother Jeff, we were talking about all of this stuff and how it works and who does get in trouble and who doesn't get in trouble. And this Tay Anderson story, he's dancing on the head of the pin right now, but the Democratic Party, and again, this is ammunition for a hopefully burgeoning Republican Party that can really have some impact. And I've long believed that one of the planks in the platform must be schools. It must be school safety. Have you been watching any of this stuff, the STEM school stuff? And mm-hmm. what's
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, I mean, it's just... But the point of it is, here it is. We're serving this up. And I can't wait to get this guy on the show. He wants to make a run at Michael Bennett. Good for you. He's young. West Point graduate, a couple tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, lives in Pine, Colorado, touches all the bases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it certainly doesn't sound like Cory Gardner to me.
It doesn't at all. It
doesn't sound like, you know, Walker Stapleton.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. But, you know, you get a little wind in your sails. The teachers' union. These are the people who are in charge of your children and your grandchildren. The heads of this union were told allegations of Tay Anderson's assaulting people, sexually assaulting, obviously, 2 years ago, and they endorsed him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think this morning, everybody? 303-696-1971. I mean, what do you see when you see things like this, and what should be done with things like this, and how can you, you know, how can you... Maybe it's a good choice of words. I'm not sure. How can you weaponize this into politics?
Mm.
I mean, the Democratic Party has said nothing. And remember, he was in. There was a piece done on Tay Anderson when he first appeared on the scene. That this was the young and upcoming boy, strength of the Democratic Party. And look at this. You know, look at him now. You know, and he's our guy. And they can't. And neither can the union. What does that say about political correctness? What does it say about the shape of education? What does it say, just in general, to you? And I come back to, and it's important, We ran out of time yesterday, but I want to talk more about Pat Sullivan and what Pat Sullivan got away with. And he literally got away with it. And imagine 38 days. That was his sentence for, you know, and I know people that were in that courtroom that were, I mean, they weren't flabbergasted because they knew the fix was in for Pat Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between, I think, between, I was thinking about this last night, between Pat Sullivan and Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein had money and power. Pat Sullivan had secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeffrey Epstein could make and break guys and, you know, financially could.
And he was so well connected, you know.
Oh, he was juiced.
Yeah.
Pat Sullivan, on the other hand. All right, here's maybe a better question. Why do you think Pat Sullivan got 38 days? I mean, it's a legit question.
Uh-huh.
You know, can you smell what the rock is cooking? Yeah. How did Pat Sullivan get 38 days? And any of you, either yourselves or you've had family members that have been through the justice system, can you, as they said growing up, can you imagine this? Can you have a relative, perhaps yourself, in one of your former lives, how this guy stayed free? It's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
On who did he have what?
You bet. Oh, all those years he was on the job down there, mm-hmm. and every nasty, rotten, underhanded fill-in-the-blank that went on.
Right.
The boy knew.
Mm-hmm.
Former Arapahoe County Sheriff Pat Sullivan has passed away. And I mean, it is amazing the stuff that he must have known and the things he must have known. I've heard so many stories that I'm not comfortable with telling on the air only because, you know, you sources, you're not sure if it's true or not. And,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, but man, the guy. But I know that in that book of Matt, we talked about the Matt Shepherd book, the book of Matt, which is it is the definitive. You talk about wonderful journalism with people putting their lives at risk. That's the one they did. And they told the truth about Matthew Shepard. Of course, the Matthew Shepard Foundation is here. He's been enshrined in that church in Washington, D.C. as a saint or something. And it's anything but the truth. I mean, he was murdered doesn't make anybody a better person, but the guy that murdered him, they were having sex together in the back of a limo. You know, they were muling dope to Wyoming. And the guy wanted either the money or the dope. Where are you? When he walked in that bar, you know, he had never been in that bar before, and young gay man just wanted to shoot a game of pool, and they murdered him. It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total, absolute lie. And then one of the biggest offenders in that book was the Denver Post. And when they came, and that book is, you know, an underground bestseller. Post never reviewed that book. Never wouldn't touch it. And the people that were named in that book, and of course his mother and father are here, and it doesn't make it, you know, any, but it wasn't the truth. I absolutely believe that Pat Sullivan knew him. He was hustling, as they say, on the street. They bought meth from the same dealer. The only guy that ever went to jail was, well, Pat went, but was the dealer. The dealer went. And they hushed that stuff up. So why do you do that? Why? I mean, we talk so much about how the world operates.
How much time did the dealer do? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I could make a call. He might have done a year, less than a year. But they mm-hmm. needed a sacrificial lamb or goat.
Right.
And he became it.
Yeah.
It's like that guy that sold, who was the guy that was his last name, Maines or somebody, at Columbine. He sold ammunition or he sold something to Klebold or Harris, or I can't think of the woman's name, that she was 18, so she could go to the gun show and she could buy the guns they'd already selected and given her the money. I don't think she went to jail. But I think the other guy did. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And, you know, and when this begins, they have to find somebody. And in the case of Tay Anderson, this is a disgrace. But
reason why I ask how much time the dealer got, the contrast to how much time that Pat Sullivan got.
Pat Sullivan got 38 days.
Yeah.
I know friends of mine that say, I do 38 days standing on my head.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an old line, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to catch 6 months. I do 6 months standing on my head.
Yeah.
Okay, you know. All right. But Sullivan became the undersheriff in Arapahoe County in 1983. A year later, he took the top job.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he knew from 1984 till when he got jammed up, when he got himself in trouble? How? What? I mean, what do you think he knew? In 2012, he received a 38-day slap of the wrist, slap on the wrist sentence for what, you know. And he, I mean, there's stuff, and I personally believe this, that he's good for two murders, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. I believe that. Mm-hmm. Other people believe it, too. I'm not alone in believing that. But
he was also the most highly visible sheriff in the whole metro area.
Yeah, he did a radio show with us. So I remember it really well.
He was, if there was media, he was jumping in front.
Oh, how many of those guys?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Bob Lee once had a line. It's kind of a guy that when he goes to the refrigerator to get a beer, opens the door, the light comes on, he'll do 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Pat Sullivan. Uh-huh. I mean, he loved the spotlight. Uh-huh. He was a hog for the light. And
yeah, sure was.
He wasn't alone. I mean, there's plenty of guys out there like that. And until the worm turns and then they don't want to talk to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Tay Anderson.
No.
You couldn't keep Tay off of TV.
No.
He's playing that falling down, you know, doing the Ric Flair work, you know, down there with the cops and all that kind of stuff. And Target and all the other things. No, man, hey, Tay, whoa. Uh-huh. You know, hold on there, Red Rider. Well, yeah. Now he's out in the weeds someplace, but this morning we now know the teachers' union received the allegations against Tay Anderson, and they endorsed him. Wow. Wow. What does that say about political correctness? What does it say about left-wing politics? What does it say?
About the teachers' union?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I flip it back over, Pat Sullivan. Pat Sullivan, I mean, and again, this was work done back by Channel 7. I don't know how many of you have ever been in trouble or had a family member in trouble. Not me, boy. But Sullivan, going back to, someone said, to the detention center that formerly bore his name, which I thought was a great line, Sullivan remained free. His probationary term was extended after he failed a drug test, and now we know that this wasn't a rare occurrence. Channel 7 quoted paperwork divulging that Sullivan failed three tests for meth, four for alcohol, failed to submit required samples on an astonishing 35 other occasions, and stayed out.
Uh-huh.
Tommy stayed out.
Uh-huh.
You know, they used to say that thing, they're going to be pumping sunshine into you, boy. You know, all right. So let's do a turnaround and take folks' calls. I love what people think about stuff like this. 303-696-1971. It's the morning show on 710 KNUS. And it's home buying season. It's here, and others are preparing to make a move. You're going to do one better. You're making the smart move by calling American Financing, Colorado's one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. From competitive loans to low rates to partnerships with some of the area's top realtors, you're certain to find everything you need and more. Don't put off moving because you're not sure where to buy. Get out in front of it. Find out what it takes to get into your dream home. Let them introduce you to a realtor who is going to work on your schedule. You can list when you're ready and make top dollar on your sale, and you can really do it all in one place. These are our friends, American Financing, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Call them up this morning. Say, okay, I'm ready. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We're the morning show, 710 KNUS.
KNUS.
Thursday morning, everyone. It is 5:31, 29 before the hour. Hot, 94, the high, 82 tomorrow. We'll go to the phones. We start with Cheryl on line one. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Peter.
Hey.
I called you probably back in 93 or 94. I was getting ready to go to work at CEA, and I called to tell you what CEA really did. And you said, no, they're just a union for wages and benefits.
I knew who they were. I mean, I don't believe I would have said just for that.
You did, Peter.
All right, fair enough.
I was just astounded, and I thought, I just risked. Because everybody could recognize my voice at that time.
I
hope nobody from CEA was listening, but I'm glad you got on board. But Tay Anderson, you know what Schoenfreud is?
Well,
I'm not saying
you know that. Unions, public sector unions, start at the beginning. First of all, if I said that, I certainly was wrong. Number two, when public sector unions first emerged, the first really pro-union president was FDR. He was opposed to public sector unions.
Yes.
And the real union strength in America today is public sector unions. The industrial-based unions in this country, by and large, there's a couple of them left, but they're by and large gone. Having said all of those things, this nonsense this morning, where the teachers' union knew 2 years ago about these allegations against Tay Anderson, and then they still endorsed him, what do you do with that?
Well, I'm not surprised, Dulcie. No, and I worked there for so many years, I'm not a bit surprised. For them, for CEA and all their little substations, it never was about children, still isn't, and really not about the teachers either.
But they
power and control, and
yeah, they're always big supporters of democratic movements. If you go back and look, it was true with the steelworkers. I mean, when I was in the union, you voted for Democrats because the Democratic Party back then was, as my father would say, the party of the working man. The Republican Party, and this is one of the problems or one of the opportunities perhaps the Republican Party in Colorado now has, is to become the party for families and working people. That was really the role the Democrats played back then. This is now, you know, Jack Kennedy and, you know, the Harry Truman guys, the Jack Kennedy guys, the Lyndon Johnson guys. All their problems aside, and they had immense problems, but the veneer was they were here for working families. And as Patsy Ramsey wrote, and hence, the unions backed the Democrats. And in this case, this seems to be internally corrupt. If they knew, and this speaks to political correctness, it speaks to why the Democratic Party in Colorado has not called for Tay Anderson's resignation, because they can't. They really legitimately, politically correct can't. And, you know, your point's well taken. It really is.
You look at the head of the union that was with the pipeline that Biden canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was a big Democrat supporter.
Sure.
And then he was surprised. Oh, my God, well, that's okay.
Your point's, I mean, this is there. I listen to people say they got woke, but there's another awakening taking place, and not being woke culture, but in a. I mean, there are people that are coming to terms with. Did you follow Kamala Harris on?
Oh dear God, what an embarrassment!
Well, sure, but people are going, wait a minute, but. Again, it is what it is, and we have an opportunity here in this state and in this city to severely damage this political thrust that we're watching. And it's one of the reasons I made my own agreements with myself about this radio show. We have bigger fish to fry. And when I got a call last night, they said, you know, they knew about Tay. I said, get out of here. You know, like things people call me up, like, wait, this, and of course it's true.
Well, about Tay Anderson.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if, now, in fairness, I don't know if the rank and file knew. I would doubt seriously if the rank and file teachers knew this. But for sure, the leadership of the union did.
Oh, yeah. CEA and DCTA.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good. The DCTA, that's absolutely right.
But I'm trying, and it's a Jewish word and concept, Schadenfreude.
Oh, no, you're taking pride in others' pain.
Yes.
That's a Freudian thing.
Yes, and that was Tay Anderson as soon as it came out. And I thought, well, Mr. Big Shot, where are you now? Falling on the ground and hollering
But he got away with it. Let your kid do this, let your kid do this. And the media never called him. And
no, I know.
The party never called him. You know, Stefan was on him and Randy was on him. And, we were doing shows on him. Jimmy's done great work on this, but, you know, hey. He danced away every time.
Oh, I know. Listen, Dr. June Depp has excellent articles like almost every day on American Thinker.
Yeah, I think he's staying away from radio right now. The last time we spoke, and I still text him. And
well, at the end of his articles, it says that he's taken a break from social.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that And, you know, and he's listening, and he's a wonderful man. We're still friends.
Oh, God, he's so brilliant.
He's absolutely.
And such a good writer.
He's great.
He's one of those.
No, he's taking a time out, as they say.
Well, he's an American thinker, and he's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, I'm going to come back to this one. 303-696-1971. Why? And we're mentioning Pat Sullivan. And it was announced, we found out, I guess, a day or 2 days ago that Pat Sullivan was dead. He may have died in May, end of May. But he was the Arapahoe County Sheriff. And you talk about sleazy and underhanded. There's not words to describe Pat Sullivan. But in the meantime and in between time, Pat Sullivan finally faces the dealer, and he gets a 38-day sentence. And then because there was great work, Westward did great work back then, and Channel 7 really did some great work back then on, he got away with it. He got away with it again and again and again. And why? How? What did Pat Sullivan know? And we're talking about, and I thought somebody had a great text to us yesterday that Pat Sullivan was the Mile High City or the Front Range's Jeffrey Epstein. And I let that sink in. I said, you know, that's pretty true. He was Jeffrey Epstein. Except his, when Jeffrey liked little girls, I think Pat liked little boys. But he got away with it. Legitimately got away with narcotics. It was, I believe he knew Matthew Shepard. I believe all kinds of things about Pat Sullivan. And he got away with it. And yesterday, Brother Jeff was on the show, and we're talking about, you know, what was going on in Denver. We're talking about Players and Sugar, which is one of those legendary moments in talk radio. And to this day, I firmly believe that when all the pressure went down on Channel 9, the Denver Post, and other places about this story, it had little, if anything, to do with this newly elected young African-American city councilman, Michael Hancock, who at the time we caught. And we called his phone number on the air, and his cell phone answered it, and we were off to see the wizard. The problem that we had was we did it too late. We had gotten the call sheet and made the call, but it was a mail-in ballot, and I don't think we made the call. I think we made it on a Wednesday show or a Thursday show, and by Friday the announcements came. The mail-in ballots had happened. And either way, not the way the media covered it, he probably would have gotten away with it again or as well. But the point of it all was the phone calls that began, they weren't from Michael Hancock. They were from every power broker, every fat cat, every in-charge character the city has. And they were the ones that said, don't do this story. They were the ones that were worried about their names being printed. They were the ones that knew that they would be jammed up in this great, and it really was, it was a great scandal. Scotty Ewing had four locations to serve you, young women. I think he had some backing of some muscle. And it was a tax scam for these characters. It was really an interesting story. Yet they got away with it. And at the same time, the reason that we tripped on it was, remember they had John's TV, and remember they were doing bait cops. Remember, in fact, I believe one of the women that His Honor approached, herself had been a bait cop. And so they would they're called bait cops. They put them on Federal, put them on Colfax. And then the guy that we did his story, we did a couple different stories, and Julie Hayden and I did those stories. And a guy with, you know, 8 or 9 beers in him on a Friday night, he was a roofer. And, he had no private life, as they say. He's down 8 beers on payday, and he pulls over. They took his truck. They took his ladders. They called his old lady. They told his boss. In the meantime, these other jokers are tripping the light fantastic. In the middle of that, remember the judge got jammed up? Remember all that stuff happened? Everybody copped a walk. Tay Anderson and Pat Sullivan, all this stuff. Who gets away with it? You know, who pays the dealer and who doesn't pay the dealer? Clearly Pat Sullivan wasn't. And when push came to shove, The Brownstein Law Firm's managing partner sent a letter to Jerry Whitman. I've seen the letter, wanting all the evidence collected on Players and Sugar to be turned over to the Brownsteins. Jerry Whitman no longer talks to me. That's too bad. And so here we are. So what did Pat Sullivan know, and when did Pat Sullivan know it? Hang on, everyone. 710 KNUS. It's 5:48. It's 12 before the hour. 710 KNUS. Tay Anderson, the teachers' union, was told of allegations against Tay Anderson 2 years ago, and they still voted for him. What does that say? What does that speak to? Where do you fit into this? Do you have children or grandkids in DPS? And I, for the life of me, can't believe that it was the rank and file, which I'm almost sure it was not. But it was, they said, the top of the shop. The president, others, perhaps even board members, they knew. Wow. Wow. Resign, all of you. All of you go. I'm serious. I mean, if this was on the other side of the aisle, did you see where in the original Indiana Jones that there was a line in the movie that Indiana Jones meets the woman to go to Tibet, you know, to get the medallion, and he runs into a woman that apparently he ends up marrying her in the final Indiana. There's another one coming, but the final Indiana Jones. And she said about the two of them, she said, I was a child. And he said, you knew what you were doing. Now, the witch hunters are going after Indiana Jones because Indiana Jones is now a pedophile. There's no age given. No one says it. She apparently says in the cut, and I haven't seen the cut. I know the film. You probably all know the film as well. She said, I was a child. And he said, you knew what you were doing. Remember, they meet in a bar. I think they're in Tibet. Now the witch hunters are after that film. There's nobody hunting witches here with Tay Anderson, is there? You see how it works? Do you see how it works? So after giving a speech on Wednesday, President Joe Biden told a crowd he keeps forgetting that he's president. Right. Warm weather has finally arrived, and you may be looking to expand your outdoor living spaces. Urban Lights, the place to go for all your lighting and ceiling fan needs. Ceiling fans are the answer. Urban Lights, the latest LED lighting, all lit up on display. Hundreds of smart Wi-Fi ceiling fans. They control. You can control them now with your phone. The huge selection of in any home for your indoors, outdoor lighting, big box home stores, typically carrying just a few basic styles. But Urban Light's 20,000-foot showroom has hundreds of light fixtures and ceiling fans, not to mention an amazing selection of outdoor and landscape lighting. It's for real. Drop in their showroom today. Over the weekend, you get 40% off on weekends. So you can do virtual appointments. You can get help from the comfort of your home. 40% off all the lighting, selected ceiling fans, home decor every weekend. If you can't take it home that day, you pick it up curbside or they'll deliver it. For real, Dave Nestor's like the good guy. 7 days a week. Find them north of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi or at UrbanLightsDenver.com. Tell them I sent you another 10%. This is it really lights the place up. They're the best. They're Denver. They're our friends. They're Urban Lights. UrbanLightsDenver.com. All right. On the radio show this morning also, we'll mark the passing of a really remarkable man named Hal O'Leary. And Hal O'Leary, they'll clear the story up, especially Alan Stack will clear the story up. But in 1970, I'm pretty sure that was the year, Winter Park, where, you know, where I learned to ski, where I ski. So he was a ski instructor, as the story goes, at the resort. In 1970, I think he volunteered to give, it was a one-time thing, ski lessons to 23 kids from Children's Hospital. And I do believe Alan Stack was one of those kids. And now, of course, major sponsor and Stack Optical. But Alan, I think, was one of the original kids, one of the original 23. And they have stories. They didn't know what they were doing. They had no adaptive equipment. They were just, Hal was just making it up as he went along. And I knew him very well. And the guys that really knew him, Gary DeFrancis coming on the show, who is one of the closest friends and great ski teacher and just a great pal. the one and only Dean Singleton, who was so important in Winter Park, and then, of course, Alan Stack. Stories will be great. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. David Harsanyi, who worked here for years, and David's with us at 7 o'clock. So I do want to chase this one. Tay Anderson was, the teachers union was told 2 years ago and did nothing. What does that say? Your turn, 710 KNUS, Denver's Talk Station. Hold on.